Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
The great indoor dining return is due to begin on Monday, with restaurants and pubs welcoming back fully vaccinated people. There are no doubt some logistical problems to be ironed out, and we talked about them there a few minutes ago. But I'm delighted to welcome an old friend of the show and a restaurateur of some note, Paul Flynn of the Tannery. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Bobby. How are you?
Paul, I'm great. And firstly, I hope you're well, and I hope, I know your business was able to open at the last reopening because you're fortunate enough to have some rooms there. But the big full reopening is upon us. What are your thoughts as I talk to you here this morning?
Well, honestly, we haven't done it in so long. We're all a bit trepidant, and we'll, especially with everything, you know, all the checks we have to make. But we'll get there, and we're really happy to be opening again. And we're lucky. We have a full team. Everybody's back, and that is not the case with a lot of places around the country because it is quite difficult to get staff. And I'm sort of counting my blessings in many ways that we can open up full on. And just, it's been 6 months. You know, we're lucky we opened up, we 14 rooms, and we can do 28 people a night. So, you know, in a way we had a soft opening ourselves, which was great, and we were grateful for it. And but this is sort of full on, you know, with sort of all these restrictions we have to mind as well, which is a little bit nerve-wracking, but we have to do it, and we will do it.
It's something that I think a lot of customers maybe don't appreciate, Paul, is that, you know, the opening of a food or beverage establishment, there's a lot to it, there's a lot of moving parts, and sometimes, you know, when you turn off the lights, they don't just come on immediately. You know, there's so much complexity to giving good service, providing good food, that it's much easier to be, you know, part of an establishment that's actually open and trading than opening and closing and then opening up again. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it is very much so. I do. We had, you know, many months off, which was in one way distressing, but in another way, it's the first time in our lives we had a chance to, in our working lives, we had a chance to pause. And, you know, during the rainy January, February, when we wouldn't have been busy anyway, to be honest with you, but we would have been open. We, you know, as a family, we were with our children more than ever, because quite often we just say bye-bye and wave at them and as we're going to work. But an empty restaurant is a very soulless place. And I hated going back in there when you know, the heating was off. And it just needs people. It needs warmth. It needs activity. And it needs life. And it takes a lot of effort to get that up and running. And when people come to the Tannery, there are expectations. It's not about just being fed. So it's about getting the menu right, getting the team in place, having people motivated. And that was actually quite not a challenge, but, you know, everybody get into a place where they were used to not working in our business, in the hospitality industry. So there was this sort of, you know, in the background, there was this sort of sense of, I shouldn't be doing this, but I've no other choice.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're lucky to be back open. We're grateful for it.
And do you think that, you know, while many restaurants and to some extent pubs diversified and did all sorts of different things during the various lockdowns, I know you opened a hot dog stand, but that kind of diversification, has that been kind of refreshing to a business? Might some of those kind of innovations stay with us?
I think so. I really think so. I mean, people, if they don't diversify in times of trouble, they're going to be in trouble. So if you just sit there and kind of say, right, okay, I'm just going to carry on, you have to react to what's happening around you. But equally, there's only so much you can do. I mean, for us, say, for instance, we didn't have any outside dining space. And it's a question of luck in many regards with what you have on your premises. I mean, there's a few premises, even in our own town, that are just, they're really blessed with the frontage that they have and the fact that they can have seating outside. We never had any of that. So I've come full circle with my career, and I now have a hot dog stand. So, because I started off in a chip stand when I was 15. And I like it. I like the freedom of it. I like the fact that I'm meeting people. But yes, that is only a distraction from the real job, which is the restaurant.
Yeah. And when you open up fully, I know there's been a lot of talk about IDs, vaccine certs, QR codes, but we'll probably, as operators, Paul, we'll probably just get used to that. Okay, it might be a bit tedious. Yeah. It might be something that we would prefer not to do, but it's better than staying closed, surely.
It absolutely is better in St. Cloud. So, but look, we will adapt and we will run with it. And we're just, again, if that's what we have to do to keep people safe and to stay open, that's what we have to do. And I hope, and people will be, they'll be understanding and compliant, and they're just very happy to be out as well. I mean, we're lucky that our phones were hopping. As soon as people found out that we could open again, our phones were hopping. And that is something that we've worked on over the years to get a reputation. And there are many businesses like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a question of just opening up and feeding people. We take pride in what we do, and we're welcoming people to a certain standard. So, you know, the team are all geared up, and there's more people in the restaurant staff-wise than I've seen in quite a long time, which is kind of a little bit daunting as well.
Yeah.
But we're used to it. We'll get back on the horse.
I wanted to kind of ask you about that sort of finally about, you know, when we hear things like that, if you want good ventilation in a place, maybe you choose to open two or three doors. But now that those doors have to be manned, like, that's a cost that can't realistically be borne. And if it is borne, you know, where does it end up? It has to end up on the customer's plates. Do you think that we can, that the model, you know, can be sustainable going forward in this new world without big pressure on prices upwards?
You know, there's always pressure on prices upwards because, quite simply, the fact that hospitality is a very expensive industry to run, you know, or everything about it. And you know yourself, this is why I always get great pleasure in talking to you, Bob, because you know the insides of how things work in our business. And it's a really important thing. But I just hope people will be understanding. I mean, there's nobody... We're all in it just as or open up, make a living, provide a service and welcome people in a really happy manner that we love doing for all these years.
Well, listen, Paul, as always, it's been a great pleasure to talk to you. Wishing you every success with the reopening or the extended reopening. Good luck to your staff and to your customers. And thanks for your insights this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate it.